Good morning. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Shabbos, in the second parak, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, how to do the mitzvah of lighting Neros Chanukah. Tana Rabbanan, mitzvah Chanukah Nerishu Beiso. The basic mitzvah of Chanukah is to have one candle or one lamp per household. V'amahadrin, those who do extra, those who are mahadir, ner l'kol echad ve'echad. Each individual lights a candle. V'hamahadrin min hamahadrin, those who really go all the way in their observance. Beis Shammai omrim yom rishon ad l'kshmona, mikan ve'elech poches v'holech. Beis Hillel omrim yom rishon ad l'achas, mikan ve'elech mosif v'holech. Right? This, we follow, of course, the mahadrin min hamahadrin. And we change the number of candles every day. Beis Shammai says you start with 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We, of course, as usual, follow the Shita of Beis Hillel, and we start with 1 and move up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The Bali Tosfos, right here on the Gemara, already ask a question. The Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, should be more than Mahadrin. Right, there's basic, Nerishu Beiso, Mahadrin, each person, and Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, you do the number of days. The problem is thus, if you light one candle for each person, and if you light one candle for the day of Chanukah that it is, then just think, for example, let's say there was a family of four, and it was the third day of Chanukah. So they would light 12 candles. Problem is, how would that symbolize what day of Chanukah it is? The Gemara says, Amar Ula Pliga Batreyam Aroid Marava, Rav Yosef Arzvida, Chadam Ar Taimid Beis Shammai Kenegi Yom HaNechnosim, Taim Beis Hillel Kenegi Yom HaMayotzim. Ula says, there's a machlokas amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, and one opinion says, in the Pashup Shat, that the Svar of Beis Hillel is to show how many days of Chanukah have gone out. 1, 2, 3. And the Svar of Beis Shammai is how many days of Chanukah are yet to come. 8, 7, 6. But again, this fellow, who is a family of four, and it's the third night of Chanukah and lights 12 candles, how is anyone supposed to know? How is that supposed to symbolize? How is that supposed to broadcast what day of Chanukah it is? It's
16.
What?
16, not
12. The four members of the family, the third day. The third day of Chanukah. So he lights 12 candles. How is anyone passing by supposed to know if it is the first day of Chanukah and Baruch Hashem, a family of 12, or the second day of Chanukah and a family of 6, or the third day and a family of 4, or the fourth day and a family of 3, or the sixth day and just a young couple? How is anyone supposed to know what day of Chanukah it is? Ah, okay, you're getting ahead of us. Ah, that is not, that, okay, you have now touched on the crux of the sugya, but you're not allowed to ask that yet, because we're not yet up to that. We're not yet up to that, and what I want to spend time talking about is why anyone would not say what you just suggested. But Tosfos doesn't, right? Tosfos says, right there in the Gemara, Nira l'rid beis shamay beis hillel lo kaimi ela nerishu beiso. Shekein yesh yoser hider de'ike akerik shemosu v'holeich u'mechaser shukeneged yom ha'nechnasim ha'yotzim avolim osin yer l'kalechra filu yosef mikan ve'elach leke akera sheyisperu shekach yesh b'nei adem b'bayis. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, and this is, they call it a little dachuk. There's a weakness, there's a disadvantage to Tosfos' pshat. Says Tosfos, Mahadrin min Mahadrin doesn't do Mahadrin anymore. Mahadrin min Mahadrin means no matter how many kids are in my family, the first night is only one candle. The second night, again, don't think of what we do nowadays. We're in the days of the Bali Tosfos. Says Tosfos, I could have a family of 9, the first night only one candle. The second night only 2 candles. The third night only 3 candles. Why? Says Tosfos, that you would think, shouldn't the Mahadrin min Mahadrin also do Mahadrin of Ner L'kol Echad Ve'Echad? Says Tosfos, no, because if I lit one for every person and for every night, no one would know what night of Chanukah it was. It wouldn't publicize the miracle of going up and up the 8 days of Chanukah. Therefore, Tosfos says, Mahadrin min Mahadrin is not in addition to Mahadrin. It's instead of Mahadrin. The Mahadrin min Mahadrin don't do Mahadrin. They only light one candle the first day, no matter how many people are in the household. That's the Shita of Tosfos. As you can imagine, Tosfos Shita has one weakness. You could ask one kasha on Tosfos Shita, and that maybe it's not mistaber. Maybe it's a little counterintuitive that the Mahadran min a Mahadran would not build on the Mahadran, but would just erase the Mahadran. You think Mahadran min a Mahadran should do all the levels of Hiddur. But that's the Shita of Tosfos. Again, we won't yet ask for another 5 minutes why they didn't make your suggestion. But, although that's clearly, that's what all the Achronim are wondering about. But, Tosfos says Mahadran and Mahadran doesn't do Mahadran because it would ruin the number of candles. Says the Rambam. The Rambam's the second Shita that is found at least explicitly, unequivocally in the Rishonim. Says the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Dalet of Hilchas Chanukah, Kamen Neiros Humadlik V'Chanukah, Mitzvah Sheikha Bayis Madlik Ner Echad. Basic mitzvah, a candle per house. V'amahadr Samitzvah Madlik Neiros Kamenin Anshei Abayis. Those who are Mahadrin make one per person in the house. V'amahadr Yosher Alzeva Osa Mitzvah Namovchar. Someone who's the most Mahadr, the most Mitzvah Namovchar, Madlik Ner Lekol Echad V'Echad V'Laila Rishon, and most of Holich V'Laila V'Laila Ner Echad. He says, no, Mahadrin and Mahadrin has to also include Mahadrin. You can't have Mahadrin and Mahadrin instead of Mahadrin. You have to have a Ner Lekol Echad V'Echad, a candle for each person, plus additionally, one candle for each person per night of Chanukah. And there he says, Ketzad, Harishu Onshe Abayis Asara. Okay, the Rambam here has a very optimistic viewpoint. He wants to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. He says, there are 10 members of your family. The Laila Rishon Madlik Asara Neros, Uvel El Sheni Esrim, of Leil Shlishi Shloshim, Achenimtsa Madlik, Leil Shmini Shmonim Neros. Says the Rambam. So what does the Baal Bayis do? What does the father of the house do? If he has 10 family members, on the first night he lights 10 candles. And on the second night, 20 candles. And on the third night, 30 candles. All the way to the last night, where the one fellow, the one Baal Bayis on his own, lights 80 candles. So, the Rambam clearly has some advantage. There's one way in which this pshat is advantageous compared to that of Tosfos. That he says the Mahadran and Mahadran are also doing Mahadran. They're doing both levels of Hiddur, a candle for each family member, plus one for each night of Chanukah. Of course, the disadvantages of the Rambam, right? Whenever there's a machlokas Rishonim, Tosfos says one way, Rambam says the other way, we have to ask ourselves. Well, Tosfos obviously thought of everything. And the Rambam thought of everything. So why would they say different pshatim, right? It can't be that Tosfos or the Rambam, the Gedolei Rishonim, they missed out on something. They weren't bright enough. No, they thought of everything, so why would they pick two different pshatim? Because each pshat has an advantage and each pshat has a disadvantage. There's no perfect pshat. So they have to use their judgment call, their Das Torah, their judgment call, to figure out, I'm going to say this pshat which has an advantage, a disadvantage, but I think it's more mistaber, it's a better pshat, and this pshat is a different advantage, a different disadvantage, and Rambam thinks that's a better pshat. So the Rambam's sheet is advantageous, is mistaber, because the Mahadran and the Mahadran are also doing Mahadran. They're not skipping over Mahadran. Of course, the disadvantage is, you walk by someone's house, you can't tell what night of Chanukah it is. I walk by the fellow's house, I see 20 candles on the second night, I have no idea if it's the first, second, fourth, or fifth night of Chanukah, if you work out the math.
It's told on whether Pasul and Nissa is just candle light or number of light.
Exactly. The Achronim all point out for the Rambam, they say he only works according to one side of Machlokas Amoraim, and he must paschal like one side of Machlokas Amoraim. With the Machlokas Amoraim, that I only read half of it so far, so it's not fair until I read the other half. One opinion, we don't know who. One was Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, one was Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven. One opinion says the reason for Beis Hillel is to show how many days of Chanukah have come in. That doesn't fit the Rambam. See, 20 candles, you have no idea how many days of Chanukah came in. But there's another opinion. There's another day in the Gemara. V'chad amar time to Beis Shammai can I get pari achag? V'time to Beis Hillel, demalin bakodesh v'ein moriden. Beis Shammai says you go down like the number of parim, the bulls you bring in the korban musaf of Chag HaSukkos, go down every day, like it says mefurish in the Chumash. Okay, there's a lot of amkus why he compares it to the musaf of Sukkos, but we don't have time for that now. The Beis Hillel says, why do you go up every day? Because malin bakodesh ve'in moriden. Because you should always go up in Kedusha, never down. Again, no one ever thinks you should go down in Kedusha. Right? Everyone thinks we should always go up. That's the point of life, to always go up. But Beis Hillel says, even when we're just lighting candles, we have to show in the number of candles we light that the purpose of life is to always go up in Kedusha, and we always have to go up. So the Achronim explain that the Rambam says we don't care about publicizing which day of Chanukah it is. We just have to publicize that it is Chanukah. Presuming he says that it is Chanukah, no one has to know what day of Chanukah it is. If no one has to know what day of Chanukah it is, why do we go up every night? We go up every night for Mala Makodesh Ve'im readings. It's always good to add Kedusha. And how did the Rambam know to paskin that, according to the Rambam, that the reason for Beis Hillel is to go up in Kedusha and not to show what night of Chanukah it is? Because at the end of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Zekenim Hayu B'tzidon, Echad Asik Ve'isham Ve'echad Asik Ve'isdivar Ve'ishillel, Zenos and Tam Ledvarav Keneged Par Yachag, Zenos and Tam Ledvarav, Demalim B'kodesh Ve'im O'Rid. And Rabbi Bar Chana says at the end of the Gemara, there were two old Talmidei Chachamim in Tzidon. Tzidon, I think, is now what we call Lebanon. But originally it was part, if you look in the Chumash, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. And they argued in the Machlokes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and the one who followed Beis Shammai says it's to be parallel to the carbon musaf of Sukkos. The one who followed Beis Hillel says to add Kedusha. So, the Rambam understood, since Rav Bar Chan at the end of the Gemara quoted these two very, very special holy Zekanim, it must be that we paskin like those two Zekanim, and we paskin the reason for Beis Hillel is Malim Mekodesh Ve'im Moridin, and you don't have to show what night of Chanukah it is. Okay, then what we've seen so far is a challenge. And there's a difficulty in the sugya. The difficulty is mehadrin min mehadrin to light for the night of Chanukah. How does that work together with lighting for each member of the household? It won't come out showing what night of Chanukah it is. So Tos says you have to show what night of Chanukah it is. But therefore, don't light for everyone in the household. Give up on that. Only one balabais lights only one candle the first night. And the Rambam takes a different judgment call. The Rambam says, no, you have to also light for every member of the household and also go up every night of Chanukah. So you won't show what night of Chanukah it is. You'll just light 20 candles on the second night. There might be a third opinion, right? The third opinion was already suggested here. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, what do we do nowadays? So what do we do nowadays? It's always very, very important. I always have to be very careful with my language, sensitive, right? To not be closed-minded what we do nowadays. Because my natural reaction is, what do we do nowadays? What do Ashkenazim do nowadays? That's we. They're also Sephardim nowadays, right? We is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Ashkenazim and Sephardim. So what do we do nowadays depends whether Ashkenazim or Sephardim. Most of us here are probably Ashkenazim. But it's good to know what the Sephardim do nowadays. Say the Sephardim. Do the Sephardim, says the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilkos Chanukah, Simen Tov, Reish, Ayin, Aleph. Says the Mechaber, like Tosfos. The Mechaber says, like Tosfos, and Sfardim, Ada Yom Hazeh, you go to a Sfardi friend, you ask him what he does like Tosfos. They light the Balabayas, only the father of the household, lights one menorah, one Chanukiah, the first night one candle, second night two candles, etc. The Sfardim, they only buy one Chanukiah for the whole family. They follow Tosfos. They show what night of Chanukah it is, and they don't light for everyone in the household. Oh, what about Mahadrin? No, the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin don't do Mahadrin. That's the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah says, V'yesh Omrim, Dichal Echad Mibnei Habayis Yadlik. The Ramah says, we're familiar from our Ashkenazic practice. Yesh Omrim, that each member of the household lights their own menorah. V'chein ha-minig pashon, and that is the widespread minig in Ashkenaz. V'yizaru litin kalech ve'echad niros of makam miyuchat, v'yishihekar kamaneiros madlikin. And what do they have to be careful to do? Not everyone make one Chanukiah and jumble them all in the exact same place. Everyone make their own menorah and put it in a slightly different place. That way, it'll be apparent what night of Chanukah it is, because if I see the father's menorah, it'll have three candles, although it's the third night. And if I see his 10-year-old son's menorah, and that has another three candles in a different shelf, in a different window, or in the other side of the window, then I'll also know it's the third night of Chanukah. Basically, the Ramah here, who is he quoting? Not so clear who the Ramah is quoting. There are parentheses printed in the standard Shulchan Aruch that always say who the Ramah is quoting. You want to know the Mechaber. You could open other book the Mechaber wrote the Beis Yosef. You want to know the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch. What's his makor? So on the side, there's a little letter, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. On the side, there's a Ber HaGola. It's like footnotes, we call them nowadays. And he tells you exactly. It came from the Gemara. It came from the Rambam. It came from the Rashba. The Ramah doesn't have that. Instead, the printers put in parentheses where he's coming from. But the tricky part is the printers put that in on their own. It's not so clear. One thing is very clear. The Ramah, in his Darkei Moshe, his parish on the bottom of the Torah, says he gets it from the Maharam Prague. The Maharal Miprag was, I think, the brother of the Maharal Miprag, was more famous, also one of the big Gedolei Hador, who came up with an Einfall, with a great idea. He said, we can have the best of both worlds. We can have a pshat that has all the advantages and no disadvantages. Just have each family member light their menorah in a slightly different location. Right? One guy will light, sometimes they light outside, some countries inside. One person will light in this window, the other person will light in that window, the other person will light in the other side of the window. Everyone lights in a different location, so you have all the advantages. The perfect shot. Each member of the household lights. You have Mahadrin and Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. But you could also tell what night of Hanukkah it is. You're also publicizing the miracle that each night of Hanukkah is more and more burning oil. Or the oil burns more and more. Because you see what night of Hanukkah it is. And it's a very simple solution. Just have everyone light a menorah in a different place. And you have the most ideal way of doing Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. Where did Rama get this from? He got it from the Mahara Miprag. Where did he get it from? Okay, this is a big machlokas, a famous machlokas between the Taz and the Gra. Whether we have here a historical exception or we do not. The Taz here says, and that's supported by the parentheses the printer put into the Ramah, the Taz here says this is a funny case. Sfardim usually paskin like the Rambam. Ashkenazim usually paskin like Tosfos. This is a funny case. It's an exception. The Mechaber passes like Tosfos, and the Ramah passes like the Rambam. And what way does the Ramah pass like the Rambam? Because the Ramah goes on, it says, Minag Pashat B'chol Arein B'Sfarad. Minag Pashat means widespread Minag. Pashat is widespread. It's a Minag Pashat in all of Spain. Shiu kol anshe abayis madlikin ner echeb laila rishon. All the members of the household light one candle the first night, and Mosif Maholech to the second night, etc. Kol is a funny word. All of them. What does it mean, all of them do? Right? When I say, all of the, when I say, okay, all of the members of the household light one candle, does that mean all together or each? It's not clear in the Hebrew kol, that means each of them or all of them. Says the Taz, the way he teaches, the way he translates the minug in the Rambam, the Rambam says, the minug is not what I said, there's a minug. The minug in the Rambam is the Ramah. The Taz says the Ramah's makor is the minug in the Rambam. He says kol means each. Each person lights their own menorah, and each person lights one on the first night, two on the second night, etc. So the Taz says the Mechaber's paskin like Tosos, the Ramah paskins like the, not the Rambam's own shita, but the minug that the Rambam records. The Gra says that he doesn't think that's pashup shot in the Rambam. Most achronim agree with the Gra here. The Gra says this is not an exception, and the minhag in the Rambam just meant call everyone, not each, call all together. Everyone all together lights, meaning only the father lights one the first night, two the second night, three the third night, etc. In which case, the minhag in the Rambam is the same as Tosfos, and the Mechaber is not passing like Tosfos, he's passing like the minhag svarad in the Rambam. Okay, let us just now get to the heart, the core of the lumdus of the issue. Because what's the problem? The problem is this. The Ramah makes so much sense. And if you ask, how could the Ramah go against Tosfos? Very pashut. Tosfos was writing a parish on the Gemara. The Ramah was writing Halacha Sefer B'Zman Hazeh. There's one big difference between the time of the Gemara and B'Zman Hazeh. In the time of the Gemara, where did they light their Hanukkah menorah? Outside, right next to their doorway. In the days of the Ramah, where did they light their Hanukkah menorah? Like most people nowadays, I don't know what Minhag Manchester is, but most places nowadays light indoors. He lit indoors. Says the Maharami Prag, says in the time of the Gemara you had this problem. In the time of the Gemara you were stuck. You didn't know how to do Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, because there was only one possible location. In the time of the Gemara there was only one halachically valid location for a Hanukkah menorah. And that was called Bachutz Tefach Samach LePesach, right outside your doorway, right outside the door to your house. That was the only valid location. You couldn't put it stam on the wall of your house. It had to be next to the doorway. You couldn't put it on any side of the doorway. It had to be opposite the mezuzah. You couldn't put it anywhere near the doorway. It had to be right next to the doorway, within one tefach, this much of the doorway. So, in the time of the Gemara, there was only one possible location. You couldn't put many menorahs in many locations. So then you were stuck. between Tosfos and the Rambam. There are two options. If there's only one location, either only the father lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you don't have Ner L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad, or the father lights 10, 20, 30, 40, and you don't know what day of Chanukah it is. But nowadays that we started lighting inside, now we have another option. Once you're inside, you have multiple locations available. You could put it anywhere inside. And then, now that we have multiple locations available, we can have a better Kiyam of Mahadrim and Mahadrim. We have a new option is open for us that didn't used to exist. And that's the psak of the Maharami Prague and the Rama. Nowadays we have a great option. Let each person light their own menorah. For both Tosfos and the Rambam, only the father lit. Just Tosfos, the father lit 1, 2, 3, and for the Rambam, the father lit 10, 20, 30. They never heard of everyone lighting their own. But nowadays that we light inside, let everyone light their own. That's what we do. The Rama's brilliant. The Rama's a great solution. The Achronim are only bothered by one kasha, as we know, right? Again, when there's a machlokas, mechaber, and Ramah, you can't say the Ramah thought of something and the mechaber wasn't able to think of that. Ah, whatever the Ramah thought of, the mechaber also could have thought of. He was the gadol hador, right? He had to, there has to be a reason behind their machlokas. The Ramah thought this was a great idea. The mechaber must have had a reason why he didn't like this idea. So the question is, what's the reason of the mechaber? And here, the great Brisker Rav, Rav Velvula Soloveitchik, founder of the famous Brisk Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, son of Rav Chaim Brisker, he has a famous piece about this, where he explains the reasoning behind the Mechaber. And he says, hold on a second. There's a mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah, and there's a hinder of Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. A hinder is something that you add on to the mitzvah. Is an enhancement of the mitzvah. Says the Brisker Rav, says Rav Velvula Soloveitchik, he says, hold on, can you be mahadr, can you enhance something after it's already finished? Can I do a mitzvah and then an hour later come back and enhance the mitzvah? No, maybe, if you want to be mahadr a mitzvah, you have to be mahadr a mitzvah when you're mekayin the mitzvah. We have a concept in Allah called being yotzei the mitzvah, right? We all know, anyone who's familiar with the language of halachic psak knows there's something called being yotzei the mitzvah. I was already yotzei that mitzvah. And what happens when you yotzei the mitzvah? It means you can't do it again. Once you're yotzei the mitzvah, you're yotzei the mitzvah, right? If I was yotzei the mitzvah of davening already, if I daven again, that's a bracha l'atalah. I'm not allowed to do it again. It's meaning, once I was yotzei, it's meaningless to do it again. So, says the Brisker Rav, thus, he says, once I already did the mitzvah, at the time I'm doing the mitzvah, I can be mahadr the mitzvah. Can I, together with the kiyum mitzvah, with what's called the ikra mitzvah, I can be mahadr the mitzvah. Can I be mahadr the mitzvah separately from doing the mitzvah? Or no, it doesn't count. I can't be mahadr the mitzvah separately from doing the mitzvah. It's a good chakira, it's a good question. Says the Brisker Rav, this is the svar of the Mechaber. You know why the Mechaber does not say each person should light their own menorah? You know why Sfardim don't have each person lighting their own menorah? Because Sfardim hold that it wouldn't help for each person to light their own menorah. If I'm the father, if I light my own menorah, and then my son comes and lights another one, it doesn't help. I did the mitzvah. He can't be mahadra the mitzvah after I did it. The fellow who does the mitzvah has to be mahadra the mitzvah. And the yeshivish terminology called a tseiruf. You need a tseiruf between the hiddur mitzvah and the ikra mitzvah. You can only be mahadra a mitzvah together with doing the mitzvah. So the fellow who does the mitzvah can do it behidr, can do it better. I can't do a mitzvah and have someone else be mahadra. No, once I was yotzei, what the other fellow does doesn't lomalav lomarid, doesn't help my mitzvah anymore. And that, says the Brisker Rav, is the svara of the lumdus behind the Mechaber. The Mechaber says in Sfardim to this very day, ad hayom hazeh, say only the father lights one menorah. Because it won't help for the son to light a second one. Because once the father did the mitzvah, the son can't be mahadra, he's a different fellow. Someone else can't be mahadra my mitzvah. The father himself has to light the menorah, can't have two people, one doing the mitzvah, one doing the hiddur. Ah, hold that thought. Okay, hold that thought. That's not what the Brisker Rav says, but that's what Rikvi Eger says. And many others. So, what does the Ramah think then? The Mechaber says, how can it be that I'm doing the mitzvah and my sons and my other son and the other family man are being mahadrid? No. The mahadra has to be together, the hiddur has to be together with the mitzvah. So only one menorah. What does the Ramah think then? So here we have two theories in the Achronim. Two shatim in the Achronim. The Brisker Rav says, that's gufa, the machlok between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber holds you can't be mahadar a mitzvah separately from the ikar kiyum of the mitzvah. You can't, you have one guy mekayim, one guy mahadar. You can't now be mekayim and later be mahadar. It all has to be together or else it doesn't count. The Rama says, no, you can do the mitzvah and then later add on the hiddur and it still counts. And he says, this is the Mechaber and Malashitasam. It's really Machlokas Rashi and Rambam. Lashitasam and Hilchas Mila. He connects from Orachayim, Hilchas Chanukah to Yoridasim and Reish Samachdalad Hilchas Mila. About the very, somewhat obscure sugya of the Tzitzin Hama'akvin and Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin is Hamila. You do the Rismila, I'm not a mobile, I don't know practically how to do these things. But the Gemara talks about that if he leaves a little piece of Arla. Sometimes ma'ake, if he left so much, it doesn't count as a bris mila. The guy, the kid's knocked him out. Okay, obviously he has to go back. What if he just leaves a little piece over? It's not mahudr. It's not mahudr to leave a little orla. You're supposed to take off the whole orla when you do a bris mila. So if it's not mahudr, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara says, if he's still in the middle of cutting, he continues and takes off all the pieces to be mahadr. Once he lifts up the knife and stops, he doesn't go back to be mahadr anymore. Why not? So here's the machlokas, says the Mechaber, stam. Chaber says, "Stam, once you already stopped cutting, you picked up your knife, don't go back to Mahadr anymore." Says the Brisk Rav, that's the Mechaber L'shitase. It works out very nicely. He says, that's the Mechaber L'shitase. The Mechaber says, it doesn't count. It's not a kiyum, it's not a mitzvah. It doesn't help to be Mahadr separate from the kiyum mitzvah. By Hanukkah candles, you can't have each person lighting their own menorah, because it doesn't help for another fellow to be Mahadr after the father finished the mitzvah. And by Bris Mila, it doesn't help to go back and cut the tzitz and Shein Ma'akvin, the little pieces. Because once you finish the mitzvah, it's too late to be Mahadr. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, no, you misunderstood that Gemara in Masechah Shabbos. It's meant if it's Shabbos and it's Chilul Shabbos, once you stop, you can't go back. But on a weekday, on a Yom Chol, of course you go back anytime. You go back a minute later, an hour later, a day later to be Mahadr the Mila. You can always go back and add Hiddur, says the Ramah. That's the Ramah, the Shitase. You can always go back an hour later and add Hiddur to the Mila. And just like another time can add hiddur, another person can add hiddur. The father can light one menorah, and the son and the family members can add hiddur separately. Okay, that's the Brisker Rav's pshat in the Machlokas Mechaber Amai. Says the same yesod of the Machlokas Nechos Mila. It's not so pashut, that's the yesod of the Machlokas Nechos Mila. We don't have time to get into the lumdus of Mila now, but there's a very famous shot of the Marach Or Zeruah, Rav Chaim, the son of the Or Zeruah, which all the Achronim quote, who say that there's a hakira in the mitzvah of Mila. Is the mitzvah the maisa of Mila, or the status, the result, the toitzah, of being gemalt? And he says, maybe that's the machlokas Mechaber and Ramah. The Mechaber says the mitzvah is the maisa of Mila. Once you finish the maisa, too late to be mahadr. The Ramah says the mitzvah is to be malt, and therefore you're always doing the mitzvah. Okay, without getting into that lumdus, Rabbi Kiva Eger says very, very poshut, that based on a Magen Avraham, there's a different yesod to the machlokas Mechaber and Ramah. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, no. The Machlokas Mechaber Ramah is thus. The Mechaber thinks, he doesn't go through the Mechaber, he only goes through the Ramah. Well, let's assume the same shot of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, only the father lights one menorah. Each family member can't light their menorah. Because you can't be Mahadr after the mitzvah is already done. So what did the Ramah think? Rabbi Akiva Eger says a different shot in the Ramah. Okay, he comes through, so the whole Shiloh that he had, he wanted to know, can you make a bracha on being Mahadr a mitzvah? If the mitzvah is done, you want to be mahadr. Can you say, Asher kishan sotzev tzivanu? Rabbi Akiva Eger says, it's a big machlokas, he quotes a machlokas, he says, no, absolutely not. So he asked himself, hold on a second, if I light my menorah, and then my son lights his menorah, he makes a bracha, he's only being mahadr. And he quotes the Magen Avraham that was just mentioned before. The Magen Avraham says, no, that's not what happens when my son lights his own menorah. It's not that he's just adding hiddur to the mitzvah. It's that, what does Magen Avraham say? He has in mind not to be yotze with me. And don't worry, what if my son is 8 years old and he didn't learn anything fancy about the lumdus having mind not to be yotze? The poskim assume that a stam person has in mind the accepted minig of the poskim, even if he's not a big lamdan yet. My son has in mind not to be yotze with me. Why does every family member light their own menorah with a bracha? Because each family member is not just being mahadr a mitzvah. Each family member is doing a mitzvah. Because when I light the menorah, my 18-year-old has in mind not to be yotze. So he now has his own full mitzvah to light. And when he lights, the 16-year-old has in mind not to be yotze with him. So he has a full mitzvah to light. And et cetera, down the line. Everyone has in mind not to be yotze with everyone else. And that's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham's original context is not talking about family members in the house. It's talking about the father who's away in a hotel on a business trip. And he wants to be mahadir. His wife's going to light at home because he's away on the business trip. And he wants to be mahadir. So the Magen Avraham says he has to make sure to have in mind not to be yotze with his wife at home if he wants to light for himself. Because the way mahadrin works is not that you're adding hiddur to a mitzvah. It's that each fellow has in mind not to be yotze and do their own mitzvah. According to this pshat, I think that this comes down to a machlokas between two of the earliest mefarshim on the Gemara. And the machlokas between two languages. The Gemara says mahadrin. According to what we've just said, what's the machlokas, mechaber and ramah? Let's review. The mechaber says mahadrin means you're mahadr, you enhance and beautify a mitzvah. So then, you can't have the father lighting one menorah and the son lighting another menorah. The son can't beautify the mitzvah of the father. So it's only one menorah. According to the Ramah, it doesn't mean beautifying the mitzvah. It means the father's yotzi on his own and the son's yotzi on his own. So what does mahadrin mean? So if you look in the Gemara, a lot of people don't notice this. But it's been pointed out that there's a machlok in two of the most earliest mefarshim on the Gemara. Rashi, of course, one of the earliest mefarshim in the Gemara. Rashi is the earliest, one of the earliest Ashkenazic mefarshim in the Gemara. And Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel, it's printed in most mesechtas, in the standard Vilna Shas, it's printed in small font on the side. Rabbeinu Hananel and Rashi argue. The Gemara says Mahadrin. What does Mahadrin mean? Says Rabbeinu Hananel, Perish Mahadrin, Mahadri mitzvos. Kedarmina lehidr mitzvah ad shlish. Mahadrin is those who beautify mitzvos. Like it says in the first paragraph of Baba Kama, you add up to a third of the cost of your Mahadra mitzvah. All the Achronim have a lot of trouble. Add up to a third of the cost of Mahadra the mitzvah. In Hanukkah, we double, triple, and make 40 times the cost of Mahadra the mitzvah. Okay, maybe we'll have time to answer that. But if you look at Rashi, and you're Madaik in Rashi, people aren't Madaik enough in Rashi. Right? It's hard to tell. Sometimes you read the Rashi, he's just saying pshat. But you always have to keep your eyes open. Sometimes one word in Rashi that you just read through, it seems like, oh, he's just saying pshat, let's move on. But there's a whole yesod there in one word in Rashi. Rashi knew how to put a yesod in one word. Says Rashi, Mahadrin achar hamitzvos. Not hamahadrin es hamitzvos. Hamahadrin achar hamitzvos. They're mahadr after mitzvos. What does this mean? Osiner, etc. What does it mean, lahadr achar? So if you know Gemara Lashon, mahadr basar, to mahadr after something is a classic standard Gemara Lashon. It means to go around looking for it. It's not from the Hebrew root word hadar meaning beauty, but there's an Aramaic root word hadar. It's all over Shas. Every page of Shas says mahadr, mahadr, mahadr. What does the Aramaic root word hadar mean? It's like the Hebrew root word chozer. It means to go back, or mechazer achar. In Hebrew, not in modern Hebrew nowadays, but in the Hebrew of Chazal, mechazer achar means to go around looking for it. Mahadr achar is to go around looking for something. Says Rashi, what are mahadrin? Mahadrin are not those who beautify mitzvos. That's a nice idea, but that's not what it means here. Mahadrin are those who go around looking for mitzvos. Mahadr achar mitzvos, who seek out opportunities to do mitzvos. That's mahadrin. According to this, you have a very fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Beinu Hananel, what the word mahadrin means. Does mahadrin means you beautify a mitzvah, or you go around seeking to do more mitzvos? Is it the quality to beautify the mitzvos, or the quantity to go around looking for more mitzvos? Nira lanias daiti, that this machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Magen Avraham and most Achronim, is the machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah. The machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah is the machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel, what the word Mahadrin means. The Mechaber says Mahadrin means Mahadrin Esa Mitzvos, to beautify mitzvos, from the Hebrew word Hadar. To beautify mitzvos, you can only beautify them while you're doing them. The father lights a menorah, he does whatever he does, no one else can add another menorah, it's too late to beautify the mitzvos. That's what the Sfardim do. The Ramah says no, he says like Rashi. The Mechaber might pass like Rabbeinu Hananel, who is Sfardi. The Ramah follows Rashi, who is Ashkenazi. And the Ramah says, no, Mahadrin achar mitzvos. People go around looking for mitzvos. What does Mahadrin mean for the Ramah? It doesn't mean you beautify the mitzvah qualitatively. It means quantitatively, you want to do more mitzvos. What does that mean? Well, a father could do one mitzvah. But the son also wants to do a mitzvah, and all the kids want to do a mitzvah, and all the family wants to do a mitzvah. You want to do more mitzvahs. Why have? The fellow has eight sons. Why have only one mitzvah? Let all nine of them do their own mitzvah, so they each have in mind not to be yotze with the other one. And that way they can all do their own mitzvahs. Maybe that's really the yesod of the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Just to summarize what we've said so far, the Briskarov explained the lumdus, the svara of the Mechaber. Why did the Mechaber say only the father should light one menorah? Why not have everyone light their own menorah? Ah, because hiddur mitzvah is only chal, they say. It only takes effect. It's only effective. It mitzuraf. the person and the time who's doing the Ikra mitzvah. So the Machaber says, you can't have the father light one and the kid light another one. Then the Hidra mitzvah is not connected to the original mitzvah, and it doesn't count. Why did the Rama argue? And we saw two pshatim. The Brisker Rav said, the Rama thinks you can do a Hidra mitzvah even separately from the original mitzvah, and it'll still stick onto that mitzvah and count as an Avodas Hashem. But most Achronim said not the way, that the Rama understood that the Mahadran was not beautifying one mitzvah, but running after more mitzvahs. And the whole point of Mahadran is not that my son beautifies my mitzvah by lighting another menorah, that he has a mind not to be Yotzi with me, and he does his own mitzvah. Because it's Mahadran Achron mitzvahs for each person to want to do their own mitzvah. Okay, we can to conclude, I have 2 minutes to conclude, we see here, besides, okay, alumnus of understanding the deepest pshat in Hilchas Chanukah, there's a yesod here as well. Mahadran is something very, very special in Chanukah. We already mentioned, Hidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish. Normally you only add, okay, Shlish might mean adding 50%, because then it's a third after you add it. But what's called Shlish Milavar. But you don't add, you don't add 4,000% or 800% for Hidr Mitzvah. In Chanukah we go all the way for Hidr Mitzvah. Not only that, normally, you look around normal Jewish life. Some Jews do the bare bones. Some Jews are a little more machmir. Some Jews do all the chumras in the world. Never, I challenge you to find anything in all Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch where all the Jews do mahadran min hamahadran. No, that's every Jew has their own madregas, their own avodas, their own knows what Hashem wants from them. How mahadran they're able to be in their life. And Chanukah candles, even the non-from Jew, even the non-Shomer Shabbos Jews, even Jews who know nothing about Torah, are all do mahadran min hamahadran. What's the specialness of the hiddur, of the extra in Chanukah? So we know the Achronim has many kashas about the story of the nace of the Pach HaShemen. The Pnei Yoshua asks an obvious kasha. Not only Pnei Yoshua, everyone, just Pnei Yoshua is right there in the Gemara, asks the same kasha. Toma Hotra Betzibur, Toma Dechuyi Betzibur. We have a rule that when a karban is not an individual karban, when I want to bring my karban, either I do everything right or I stay home. But the Tzibur karban, like a Tumid and a Musaf and a Hadlokas Neros, if it's Tumah, it overrides the Isser of Tumah. They could have lit with Tumah oil. What's the big deal of a nace that they had to find one Tahor oil? And the Beis HaLevi says something even cleverer. The Beis HaLevi, Yosef Salvechik, the father of Chaim, the grandfather of Brisker Rav, he was a good physicist. He said, hold on a second. Let's say you have a wick, and it burns in one night. If I just unravel that wick and make it an eighth as thick, then the flame will be an eighth the size, and it'll last eight times as long. Why didn't they just unravel the wick, make a very thin wick, and it would have lasted for 8 nights? Right? What do they need a miracle for? So, answers the Beis HaLevi and all the Achron, and they say, ah, that's the Yesod of Chanukah. The Yesod of Chanukah is that they want to be Mahadir. They didn't want to bare bones, be Yotzei, a mitzvah, b'dieved, b'shas adchak. You know, sometimes that's what you have to do. You have to know the circumstances. The halacha has b'dieved, because sometimes you need that. But that's not what they needed. They didn't need b'dieved, b'shas adchak. Think about what was going on. What was the challenge then? It wasn't just a war. It was a challenge of Hellenism. It was these Greeks coming and saying, your Judaism is old-fashioned. Saying, you can't hold on to your Judaism. Your Judaism is not going to work. We have more powerful forces than Judaism. We have universalism. We have philosophy. We have technology. We have all the armies and the might and all the influence and the media. Your Judaism is not going to work. And these Hashmonaim, they were so deep, their understanding. You know what the problem is? If you just have a bare-bones Judaism, if you have a lackluster Judaism without Hislavos, yeah, you know what? Okay, my father kept Shabbos, I'll still keep Shabbos. My mother kept kosher, I'll still eat kosher. You have a lackluster Judaism without excitement? How are you going to withstand the forces of the whole world of Western philosophy and the media and all the influences? If I bring up my kids, we'll say, yeah, this is what we do, let's move on with our lives. They're chas v'shalom. It's not going to compete with what they see in the outside world. What's the only way for Judaism to survive? Hislavos, to be excited about it. Not say, oh, this is what we have to do. Once I tell the kids, this is what we have to do, oy vavoy, I'm in big trouble trying to bring those two from. No, this is what we're excited to do. This is what we want to do more and more of. This is what we want to be excellent at. This is what we want to strive for godless in. Again, if I teach my kids, I want you to grow up and be a frum shomer Shabbos, I'm in big trouble. If I teach them, I want you to be a gadol. A gadol doesn't have to be Rosh Hashiva. A gadol in your avodas Hashem. It doesn't have to be famous. You don't have to be well known. A gadol inside your neshama and avodas Hashem. I say, I want you to be amazingly great and on a highest level of ruchnius. Even if you're not famous. Even if you're not anything in any yeshiva. Just between you and Hashem. if that's what I teach my kids, it's lavos, excitement, accomplishment. Oh, we're going someplace. We're accomplishing something. It's amazing. Then that'll be able to withstand, because that's true Hislavos of Ruchnius. No amount of Greek philosophy, no amount of the Western outside world can compete with the inner feeling that it's really in my, speaks to my neshama. Our neshama knows what's true, what's false. Our neshama knows that Ruchnius is really true if we have Hislavos about it. And nothing can beat beat the truth of a neshama. And that's what these Hashmonarim knew. When they went to this Beis HaMikdash, they weren't going to rededicate it b'dyeved b'shasachak with this shtick and that shtick and this svara and that svara. No, that's not what they stood for. They didn't stand for being Yoytzezayin. They stood for Hislavos, of being great, of doing the best Avodas Hashem they could. And they went in and were mahadur in Neiros Chanukah. And what did Hashem do? Hashem made mamash a nes. He didn't have to make the nes. They could have been Yotzi without the nes. Hashem says, you want to be mahadur? I'm going to be mahadur. I'll make a nes. That's a hiddur. Hashem usually works only a nes nister through Derech HaTeva, not a nes nigla that breaks the rules of nature. You're a mahadur, I'll be mahadur in my nisim, and I'll make you a nes for that Chanukah menorah to light. And that's why Ad Hayom Hazeh, all year long, Jews, whether they're Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, Mahadrin, not even connected so much to Judaism, they still have this Yiddish spark in their Yiddish neshama that knows you have to be Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, and in Hanukkah to show that you sowed. And in Mirza Hashem, we've seen two aspects of Mahadrin. One, to beautify our mitzvos, and two, to run after more and more mitzvos. In Mirza Hashem, we should all be Zoche to both Pshatim of Rashi and Beinu Hanan Mecharimba, to do our mitzvot with beauty and Hislavos and ambition and excitement, and to run after more and more mitzvahs, to realize mitzvahs are a chus and not merely an obligation. To run after more and more mitzvahs, Amir Hashem, we should all be zoche, to run after mekayim many mitzvahs, to mekayim them, behitis v'hislavos, and to pass that flame of the hislavos, the menorah burns of the hislavos of Torah and mitzvahs, down through the generations, ad bias gold tzedek, meher of yameinu, amen.